RNZ Pacific News, Maloe Tau Ma'u Pongi Pongini, I'm Lydia Lewis. New research on the Hungatonga Hungaha'apai eruption suggests it was caused by a gas-driven climatic explosion rather than magma and water reacting violently through a water column. Tsunami waves generated by the January 15, 2022 eruption killed three people and resulted in damage to thousands of homes and infrastructure in the kingdom. Alicia Foon has more.
The research presents a new evidence-based model describing how the formation of a gas seal led to the amassing and release of enough explosive energy within minutes to form a 58-kilometre-high ash plume. The authors contend a gas-driven trigger is probable based on the eruption magnitude, the time sequence of the event, the mass amounts of volcanic gas release, the remaining volcano structure, and the presence of minerals formed through magmatic gas interactions with the surrounding rock. The paper led by the Australian National University in collaboration with GNS Science in Aotearoa is published in the International Journal of Volcanology and Geothermal Research.
The president of the Return Services Association in Cook Islands says a group of Vietnam veterans are taking part in Anzac Day commemorations there. Anzac Day will be tomorrow in Cook Islands. Peter Witchman says the veterans will join in on tomorrow's events.
We have here Victor 4, the fourth rotation of veterans or people that went to Vietnam conflict. And on Anzac Day, they will be joining us. We will get together at between 5 a.m. and 5:30. And of course, we march on, and at 5:30 will be the start of our remembrance.
Mr. Witchman says people will gather at the RSA Centre at the dawn ceremony. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, the daughter of a soldier in the Second World War says she remembers Anzac Day commemorations as being a big part of her childhood. Thousands gathered at the Auckland War Memorial Museum this morning to commemorate those who fought in the First World War. Amongst them was Deborah Marshall, who told RNZ what Anzac Day means to her.
It was always not a celebration, a memory on Anzac Day, with all the mates that actually came home.
A field of white crosses has been planted outside the museum to honour the fallen in conflicts over more than 100 years. Three people, including a person in their 70s, were held hostage last night by a gunman in New Zealand's North Island. Finn Blackbow has the details.
Police say a man fired a shot when two officers approached a car on State Highway 30 around 10 p.m. near Te Teko. The man then took a vehicle and drove onto another property, threatening two people and taking them hostage. Around midnight, police got the two people out, but the gunman got into another building and took a third person in their 70s hostage. He gave himself up around 12:30 and a sawn-off rifle was found. One person has been treated for minor injuries. A 31-year-old Kawerau man is appearing in the Whakatane District Court today, charged with a range of offences, including kidnapping and wounding.
The Itauke Land Trust Board says they are still focused on assisting landowners in maximising returns from their land. FBC News says Interim Chief Executive Solomoni Nata has confirmed they are working with the mandate approved by the Great Council of Chiefs. He says a team is continuing consultation with landowners and they have visited 40 out of the 77 districts in Fiji. The board has established a wealth fund and other initiatives to help landowners develop their property and generate income. A GCC review team report says landowners feel the Itauke Land Trust Board is out of touch and disconnected from many land units. Pacific men migrating to New Zealand are being urged to deal with trauma in an effort to break cycles of domestic violence. A social worker and lecturer, Genevieve Sangyam, runs programs which support Māori and Pacific offenders breaking cycles of violence. She's been helping men reframe how they treat their partners.
A lot of our male Pacific people probably have never had the opportunity to talk about their upbringing, talk about the trauma that they experienced in their lives growing up. A lot of these men suppress their issues because they've been taught that they need to just deal with it.
Genevieve Sangyam says a misinterpretation of the Bible is fostering a rise in domestic violence across New Zealand with Pacific migrant families. In Australia, five teenagers have been charged following a series of police raids relating to the stabbing of a bishop and a priest at a Sydney church last week. The ABC's Xanthi Gregory has more details.
Yesterday, more than 400 police searched 13 locations in Sydney and Goulburn as part of the counter-terrorism raids. The teenagers aged between 14 and 17 have been charged with a series of offences, including possessing or controlling violent extremist material obtained or accessed using a carriage service and conspiring to engage in an act in preparation for or planning a terrorist act. New South Wales Police says they're continuing to investigate associates of the alleged offender who conducted the stabbing at a Wakeley church.
In world news, Israel says it's killed half of all Hezbollah commanders in southern Lebanon since war with Hamas in Gaza started last October. Defence Minister Yoav Gallant says Israel's operation against the Iran-backed militant group in Lebanon has been very successful.
The operational results are highly impressive. Half of Hezbollah commanders in southern Lebanon were eliminated. These are the people who were in charge of the offensive operation, of the will to harm the citizens of Israel. We made it so that they are either dead or hiding.
Intense fighting between Hezbollah and Israeli forces has escalated in recent days, with the militant group firing dozens of rockets at border villages. In London, four people have been left injured after five of King Charles's household cavalry horses ran loose through the central city, causing chaos and colliding with vehicles. The horses, one of which was covered in blood, had been spooked by noise from a building site near Buckingham Palace. An army spokesperson says three soldiers incurred injuries, which are not life-threatening, and the horses are undergoing veterinary care. The World Health Organization says global immunization efforts have saved more than 154 million lives over the past 50 years. In an article in the medical journal The Lancet, the organisation says vaccination had been the single biggest contributor to fighting infectious disease since the 1970s. It says the measles vaccine has saved the most lives. In sport, Moana Pasifika have named their strongest match day 23 to battle the Fijian Drua in Lautoka on Saturday. With injuries ruling out some of their top players, head coach Fa'alongo Tana Umanga has opted to retain the core of the team that defeated the Reds in Whangarei 2 weeks ago. Ikaletahi flanker Sione Havili Talitui keeps the number 8 spot and the captain's armband. Veteran Seko Pikepu and Christian Lealifano will start off the bench. An ASPTT are two games from two in the OFC Futsal Men's Champions League in New Caledonia. ASPTT beat Vanuatu's UNVVFC 7-2 yesterday. In the other games yesterday, Silver FCs had a 7-0 win over the Tongo FC. Nikhil Chan scored a hat-trick for the Fijian club champions inside the first 3 minutes. Two more games will be played this evening. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.